self-care and de-stress is not always bubble baths and spa days, okay? Like, self-care, it looks differently for everybody, but it could be setting boundaries. Number one, set your non-negotiables and stick to it. Number two, manage your calendar better. Schedule things in there. And the third thing is have a hobby outside of your profession.
Welcome to
The Beauty Boss Confidential.
My name is Ren, and I'm a beauty blogger, new mom, makeup artist, and owner of my own makeup academy in Atlanta, Georgia.
My name is Nalani, and I'm a cosmetic tattoo artist and instructor. I run a busy permanent makeup studio and academy in Atlanta as well, and also manage a small team.
We're two modern women
trying to juggle it all,
from building our empire
to being a wife
and navigating being a new mom,
all while making time for ourselves.
We're here to share with you the behind the scenes
of what it's really like to run a successful beauty business,
from marketing to business strategies
and trying to find that perfect work-life balance.
Let's dive right in.
Hey, beauty bosses. Thank you so much again for tuning in for another week of the Beauty Boss Confidential. This is Nalani and my girl,
Ren.
Hey, Ren in the house. Okay. So a few weeks ago, I did a little poll on my Insta story, and I asked my audience, what are some of the podcast topics that they would like for me to cover? And one of them, to my surprise, actually not really surprising, was how to minimize your stress level due to your work. So being an entrepreneur, being self-employed, we all know that that is not a 9-to-5. It's whenever I wake up till whenever I go to bed, and the work never stops. And definitely, I have been through where I did not set boundaries, and I'm sure Ren has as well. But I'm here to tell you that that hustle mentality, and we kind of covered this on a recent episode about burnout. So this episode is sort of a continuation of that episode of the burnout rate, okay? So how do you set boundaries? First of all, you want to accept that you will not please everyone. It is impossible to please everyone. So once you accept that, then you'll be okay to say no. So the number one thing is set boundaries. So what are your boundaries? So for instance, if your boundaries is not working on weekends or coming in early or staying in late for a client, you have to stick to those boundaries, because guess what? If you make exceptions one time, they are going to expect it again and again. Ren, did you ever have any situations where you did make an exception, or if you did set boundaries, and how did you stick to them?
Yeah, I've made a couple of exceptions for like friends, and I've opened up my calendar like on holiday weekends, and I always end up regretting it, because those are times where you really want to spend with your family, you know, and your loved ones. And then like, you know, I didn't set that boundary, and then I end up doing a gig, and then I'm just miserable, and I really regret it after the fact.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because when I was doing makeup, I would work on Black Friday, and I would work on New Year's Eve. I would work on New Year's Day. And, you know, after year, you get tired of it. So you just have to say no. You just have to say no, and you just have to stick to it. So once you accept that you will not please everyone, and accept that there are people who might not come back to you, I promise you, you will feel so liberated that you did say no, and that you stood up for yourself, and that you claimed your time back. So another thing I want to mention is that I talk about, you know, European work schedule a lot, because I really love their model. They only work like 6 hours a day, if that. And Americans, we tend to work 8 hours or more, especially being an entrepreneur in the beauty industry, you get so sucked in working all day long, especially if you're appointment based, especially when you don't have kids. And especially if you, you know, for instance, didn't have a boyfriend or a husband. That's how I was about 10 years ago. I was single. I didn't have kids and I was new to the city. So I drowned myself with my job. And guess what? It didn't allow for me to make any friends. I still don't have friends right now. And it did backfire in the end. So what you want to do is you want to set maximum 8 hours for work. Like when I was doing brows, I started my day at 9:30 in the morning and I did not leave the studio till 8 o'clock at night. What in the world was I thinking working 10, 12 hours a day? Like, I don't know what I was thinking. That left me no time for wind down, for cooking, for fitness. It didn't leave my personal time at all to spend with friends and family. Like after a while, I started to hate it, which led, you know, to burnout. So if, for instance, if you're a brow artist, it takes me about 2.5 to 3 hours to complete a brow session. Let's just say 3 hours for simple math. So if I did 4 clients, that was my entire day. If I wanted to only work 6 hours, that's only 2 clients. And you just have to cut yourself off with that. There's no reason to work more than 8 hours. And not to mention, you're going to come home and you got to do marketing and answer text messages. That's just physical work. The appointments are just physical work. Then you have your behind the scene works that you have to allot for. So what I have incorporated was I set aside Mondays for administrative days. So on Mondays, and today's Monday, right? Today is Monday. And yep. One of my administrative duties is recording this podcast. Without my Mondays, this podcast would not happen, because when am I going to find time to record a podcast when I get home so late? So I have scaled back from taking 4 clients to 2 clients now. So that way it'll give me time to get my morning workout, my morning routine down, go to work, do what I need to do, come home, have time to cook. Are you kidding me? Like, I used to eat out every single day. Every meal I ate out, me and P ate out every single meal for like 3 years, and if not even more than that. But with everything happened with COVID, I'm just like, I'm not sure about eating out, and I'm not sure about, you know, going to dinner. And plus, I've been on this like health kick, so I kind of want to know what's in my food. So in order for you to have this like balanced life, you really have to cut yourself off from saying yes to clients and saying no to, you know, personal things. You really have to stick to your guns and not make any exceptions. And I know that in the beginning, I wanted clients so bad. I would like do eyebrows like Sunday at like 8 p.m. at night after their church session. I'm like, yeah, come on over. But guess what? Every year that person wanted the exact same slot. I mean, I can't blame them. I only blame myself for training them that was okay. So get yourself out of the mind of like, this is what I want right now. You have to look out for yourself in the next 2 years. And I wish I looked out for myself more, because all those clients that now I'm saying no to, like, I'm pretty sure I've lost a lot of them along the way since I started setting boundaries midway through my career. If only I had set boundaries in the beginning, I wouldn't feel guilty like I do now. So, Ren, is there any situations where, like how you set your boundaries, and what are some of your boundaries?
Yeah. So, man, I can totally relate. I feel like you always want to be like a people pleaser and you're like trying to get as much business as you can, but then you realize that you don't even do the job as well as you can because you're overdoing it. So one of the things that I used to do was, I have appointment slots for like tours for our makeup school, and I would open my whole weekend calendar. I don't know why I did that. Like, so basically it showed my availability like open on Saturday and Sunday. And that's a time when my husband is off from work because he works Monday through Friday. So that's pretty much like the only time we can go out and do stuff like during the day as a family. So I started getting all these tours like booking randomly throughout the weekend. And then every time I saw one pop up, like for example, on a Saturday afternoon, I'd be like, oh, man. And I was like, well, I can't be mad at them because I opened up my calendar. So after that, I actually literally just shut the availability down for booking. So if you have that ability to, only let people book when you want them to book, they don't really have a choice. They'll find whatever works for their schedule and they can shift things around on their calendar and they can book when you want them to book. So now, just like as, a compromise, I only have like 1 hour in the morning, Saturday and Sunday, and that's it for my tours. And then the rest of the day is mine. So I'm really happy that I did that and I changed that availability because now I don't resent my clients anymore and I
Yes.
have time for me and my family.
That's amazing. And I want to ask you, how did you get to saying no? What are some of the thoughts and back and forth, or did you have a back and forth on getting your schedule the way it is now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that your clients kind of react to the tone that you set, So if you're just professional and firm about it, I'd be like, my only availability is this, and I just definitely suggest that book ahead so that way you can get the slot that you want. I don't think they take it personally, but you don't have to be like, oh, I'm so sorry, like I really want to do it, but like just be like, this is the only option, and I'm a you can book ahead and if this doesn't work for you, here's another option. But I don't feel bad anymore. I think because you have to put yourself first. And even though it is your business, like, you don't, at least I'm not trying to, how they say like work to live and live to work. Like I'm living, I'm not, my job isn't my life. So like that's a priority that I'm making.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, I know that I struggled with, missing out, like fear of missing out on a client, which is why I always said yes. And right now, one of the things that I have learned was that your people will always be your people. And if the ones that don't respect your new rules or boundaries, then they were never your people to begin with. So that's one of the things that really stuck by me. And I don't really dwell on it that much if, say, for instance, they go elsewhere. So I just kind of want to share with you guys that it might help you. Like, don't worry about the ones that kind of weed off. From time to time, like that's gonna happen. And like I said, if they are really down for you, they will be there for you and they're gonna respect your changes. So, speaking of changes, that's one thing you can do is make small changes at a time. So, I used to work 7 days a week. And funny you mentioned, Ren, that, Saturdays and Sundays are meant for your family. I didn't have that at all. And I remember December of 2016, that was when I decided not to work on Sundays because my husband P was like, hey bro, I need like one day. So it was actually him that wanted to spend time with me. And I thought that was really sweet because if you work for yourself, I know, speaking from my personal experience, you don't have a boss and you don't want to make that call of like, okay, I'm not working Sundays. 'Cause then back then my mentality was like, if I'm not working all the time, I'm not closer to my goal. That means I'm lazy. Like I always had to be constantly doing something for work. I no longer think that way because that led to burnout, that led to resentment, that cost my relationships. And if you caught that episode of me, I think Ren, you asked me a question if we ever talked about what will happen to the business if any issues came up between our marriage. And I told you that I would always pick my marriage first, and I wholeheartedly will pick my marriage first, and also will pick my family first above all of the things that go on in the business. So those things are more important to me. So back to my point, I started making change small changes at a time. First, I started taking Sundays off, and then I was like, well, I need, you know, if Sundays are meant for Sunday fun day with P and I, then when am I going to answer my emails, you know? So then I started taking Mondays off, and that was for my administration days, my behind the scenes. And this was before P came on board to help out to run more of the behind the scene things. Mondays was more for my text messages, my marketing, my emails, just kind of getting prepped up for a week. And I also take VIPs on Monday as well. I used to take three VIPs on Monday, and I no longer do that because it didn't give me time to work on my behind the scenes stuff. So now I only take one VIP on Monday, so that way I can have time for podcasting and marketing and emails and just like more strategy behind the scenes strategies. So I started introducing taking Mondays off, and now recently in February, I started taking Saturdays off. So you have to kind of introduce small changes to your clients and also to yourself, so it won't be such a big shock, and you won't have such, you know, a cold turkey moment like, oh my God, what did I do? And I have to say, I'm really happy with my new schedule now because I have time to work out, spend time with friends, spend time with family, cook more, cook home cooked meals, hang out with my dog Bentley, decorate the house that we've been here for 5 years and I have not one picture up. So yeah, so I said no to a lot of people, and it's the most liberating feeling in the world, and you won't know until you try it, honestly.
Amen.
Okay. All right. So another thing I want to mention is how to manage your calendar better. Before, I wouldn't schedule any lunch breaks. It was back to back. Why? I don't know why I did that. It was back to back, and then I started scheduling like a 30-minute lunch break. So you have to put those breaks in, because if you don't, you are going to be running on empty. And if you are running on empty, your work will show. Like, it's going to look sloppy. You're just going to wait to get off work so you can go eat. Like, make sure you guys eat, because you guys won't have any energy and your best work will not show if you don't eat. Your blood sugar's low. Like, just make sure you schedule time to eat and rest. Have a personal calendar as well. So some of the things, I don't know if you guys noticed, but P and I were traveling a lot in 2019. I kind of caught the travel bug, and that's because I schedule it like 6 months in advance. I put it on the calendar and I'm like, this is the only time we have to travel. It's gonna happen. Like, if you do not put it in, if you do not see it, it ain't gonna happen. So make sure you schedule your vacations in way in advance, your holiday breaks, and your girls' night. Like, that's so important too. Like, you can't just, you know, work and then come home and work, come home, do laundry like that. You need your ladies. You need your ladies' night. So that way you can talk about things that you can't talk with, like, your husband. There are some things I can't talk to P about. So you have to make sure that you schedule that in and your alone time. Now, do you, I know, Ren, you, I feel like in the conversations that we've had in the past, like, you're really good at balancing your schedule. Give me some tips, girl.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I do exactly the same thing you do. I have everything on a calendar. So it's like my calendar has my business stuff on there as well as my personal stuff. So I will never double book or, you know, I won't like forget about something. So if it's important to me, it goes in there. So I put my girls' night in there. I think that, you know, think about like what balance do you need in your life? You know what I mean? Like, do you need to have a vacation once a quarter? Do you need to have a girls' night at least once a month? You know what I mean? And just like literally, you just have to make time for it. Because I have gone through the opposite where I just worked till you drop. And I remember like when you get to that point when you start getting sick all the time, I don't know if you've been there before, but you realize the importance of health. And like, I remember I was like overworked, I wasn't sleeping enough, and I'm just like I'm that person who's like just sick all the time. So I wasn't prioritizing my health. And like, that's when I had to just kind of like make a big shift in my life. So now that I'm working out and I'm eating healthy and I have like my sanity, like my girls' night, my vacation time, I'm able to be more productive in my business, and I enjoy being there at the job because I have that balance. So I don't even think it's really like a huge, skill set to be able to do it. It's just like you have to make that decision to do it and then literally just schedule it in. Just like how they say, if you want to stay in shape, if you like listen to all those health and fitness gurus, they're literally like, you need to make it a priority and like book it out on your day. Like if you need to work out like 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. or whatever your calendar lets you do, you're like, this is not negotiable. Like that's my time to work out. And you'll feel better as a result. Like you'll feel healthier and like more productive and just healthy. So that's just what I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a constant battle, guys. I don't want you guys to think that we both all have it figured out. It's forever evolving. But as of now, like, we really got to take care of our physical and mental health because, I mean, coronavirus is still out there, you know? Like, that's one of the things that kind of shifted my mindset too, is that we got to make sure our immune system is up and running. And if you work all the time, you put so much stress on your body and you're not getting enough rest, like you are more susceptible to getting the virus, getting sick. And then what does that do? Then you'll be out of work and then you can't work anyway. So that's the universe telling you that, hey girl, you need to slow your roll a little bit, you know? So another recent thing that I realized was that I did not have a hobby. And I felt kind of sad because P's over here like playing volleyball, playing basketball and stuff. And I'm just like, damn, I don't have a hobby. And it made me kind of sad. I don't play any instruments. I don't enjoy anything else but like browse, beauty, and working, podcasting. And he mentioned this too. The podcasting is like kind of like my passion project, but P was just like, you're working, bro. And I was like, no, I'm not. So I slowly evolved to unknowingly picking up a hobby that I really enjoy, which is organizing. I don't know if you guys consider that, but I've been on Pinterest, like organizing my pantry. We've kind of done some like little mini makeover to our house. And we've been here for 5 years. Like I mentioned before, I don't have a single picture up in my house because I was working so much. So I've been really concentrating on decorating the house, crafting, organizing. And for one moment, like I actually forgot about work. And although I love what I do, you need something else to kind of help you escape from the things that is work related. And I know, Ren, you read a lot. What are some of the things that you do that's not work related? And do you think that it has helped you be more sane?
Hey guys, real quick, it's Nalani here. I wanted to remind you guys that I do have a beginners and advanced training for eyebrows coming up here in Atlanta. If you want more information, you can hop on my website at beautybot.com or slide in my DMs on the gram at beautybot.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that you have to have a balance in life. It's like how they say if you're in a relationship with somebody and you don't hang out with your friends, like it's kind of doomed to fail. So because you have to spread your interests. So I really, man, it's tough because the whole having a baby thing like takes up so much time. But I will say like, yeah, it's crazy. But the reading to me, like, so what I did is I ended up joining a book club with my friends. I'm actually in two book clubs. So once a month, we meet like virtually because of coronavirus, and we have like 2 to 3 hours where we'll just talk about the book and just talk about life on Zoom. So I'll read like a book each month, and then, man, it's like I feel like when I'm talking to them, not it has nothing to do with my business. It doesn't have to do with beauty. Like I feel like I'm learning like a whole nother like skill set because I feel like almost like I'm in school, but I actually want to do it. You know what I mean? And I feel like, wow, my brain is activating. You know how they say like you kind of have to keep your mind like exercising? So to me, like when I read, it's like an escape. And then when I have time to chat with my girlfriends on these little Zoom calls, we have like our wine, and then we like talk about life experiences and like lessons that we've learned from what we read. And it's some deep stuff. Like I was like, oh, I feel smart again. Because like when you're like just doing beauty stuff, you're just like, oh, it's the same kind of thing over and over. But like trying to read new books, it's like traveling. Like you experience new things and you can discuss them like with your girlfriends and grow from it. Like I'm just like, wow, I feel like real thankful that I have a tribe that I can talk to these things about. And like always learning, like that's my thing in life is always growing.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I think it's important to, I just recently discovered this because for me, work was fun and I didn't look at it as work, but that was my mistake. You need something else outside of what you do in your professional life. So in summary, self-care and de-stress is not always bubble baths and spa days, okay? Like self-care, it looks differently for everybody, but it could be setting boundaries. Number one, set your non-negotiables and stick to it. Number two, manage your calendar better. Schedule things in there. If you don't, you're not going to do it. I even schedule Bentley because he needs time too. Like I even schedule him going to the park and it's on my calendar, like when you have so many things going on, you will forget if it's not on your calendar. And the third thing is have a hobby outside of your profession. So I think that's very important because your work is just one facet of your life. You have all these other things that you haven't even discovered. So some of my hobbies right now, I actually never thought this day will come, but I actually enjoy working out. So I would say, and it doesn't have to be a hobby that you can monetize. Like, I'm not trying to be a personal trainer. Like, the other day I caught myself and P had to set me straight. I was like, dang, I really like organizing. You know, people get paid for this. And he was just like, you are not going to start an organizing business. So it does not always have to be monetized. So just have a hobby that you enjoy and you don't have to make money from it, and don't feel bad for doing it. At the end of the day, it's really, really good for your mental health to have other things going on. So on that note, those are just some of the three things, and I hope that this episode was able to shed some light, give you some tips, and I want you guys to really implement it because I care about the well-being of the audience, because I feel like if you're happy inside, you're gonna make the world a better place. The people around you're gonna be happy. You're just gonna have a little bit more pep in your step, and you're just gonna be more kind to everybody. So make sure you take care of yourself first. Do you have anything else to say, Miss
I think that
Renarina?
was awesome, and those are really easy to implement things, that you recommended. And I just want to add, make time to spend with your friends and family. Like schedule that time in, schedule your date nights and your family outings, visit, your relatives if they are within distance, because that really brings peace to your life, and that really also is a way of self-care.
Yes, definitely take care of yourself. Oh, this episode made me feel so warm and gushy inside. All right, so thank you guys again for tuning in on this week's episode of the Beauty Boss Confidential. Until next time, stay cute and confident and stress-free.
Thanks for joining us on the Beauty Boss Confidential.
If you love this episode, go ahead and screen record your favorite part and tag us on Instagram. I'm Nalani at BeautyBot.
And I'm Ren at Makeup by RenRen.
We would love to hear from you.
Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. And please give us a 5-star rating and tell all your beauty bosses.
Thanks again for tuning in.
And we'll catch you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in on another episode of the Beauty Boss Confidential. I hope you enjoyed this episode with Miss Chiquita Ingram, aka Strawberry Red. We hope you enjoyed these solo episodes. We can't wait to do more. Until next time, stay cute and confident.